You can send me 2 pounds of onions, 1 pound of butter, a head of lettuce, and 60 cans of wax beans. Yes, that's right, 60 cans. Bye-bye. They're having a sale on wax beans.
I see.
No, by buying 60 cans, I save 3 cents a can.
Wonderful. And it also takes care of all your wax bean buying for the next 15 or 16 years.
Are you making fun of me?
Of course not.
You know, there's a lot more to running a house than most people think. Did you know that lemon juice takes out ink stains?
No, I didn't.
See that?
Honey, I think it's wonderful the way you've adjusted. I bet there's not a witch in 1,000 who could do as well.
I love being a housewife.
Are you sure you won't get bored once the novelty's worn off?
How could I be bored being married to someone like you?
Lady, you've just talked yourself into dinner for two at the best restaurant in town. I'll see you tonight.
Arrived yet?
Not yet, Mrs. Stevens. Right this way, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I get you something from the bar?
No, thank you. I'll wait.
Is there something I can do for you, beautiful?
Yes. You can go away.
I dig blondes of class. Now, why don't you and I get to know each other a little bit better? Hmm?
Please leave. I'm expecting my husband any moment, and he has a very violent temper.
Oh!
Hi, honey. This man been bothering you?
Oh, it's nothing.
This little blonde here tells me that you're a very tough guy.
This little blonde happens to be my wife, and
Darren,
if you like...
Darren, he's, well, let's leave.
Darren! That's a pretty name for a tough guy.
Now, look, you...
Does that hurt, Darren, baby?
You let go of him.
This is just for openers, Darren. Oh. Why, you...
Come on, Darren, let's leave. No, just a minute, sweetheart. Still mad at me?
Honey, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
I was only trying to help.
I know, sweetheart, and I appreciate it, but you're not supposed to.
Why not?
When a man's wife is being annoyed by a drunk in a bar, the man is the one who's supposed to do something about it.
Well, you did, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I took a wild swing and I missed. You twitched your nose and knocked him cold.
Oh, does it still hurt? Mm-hmm. Darling, I just can't stand by and do nothing when you're in trouble. You'd do the same for me if you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure. Let's pretend the whole thing never happened. Let's just forget about it.
Okay.
Honey, where's the morning paper?
Morning paper?
Oh, never mind. I see it. Samantha!
Something you wish to call my attention to, Gladys? Stevens. Oh? They're fighting with each other. You saw it on your private radar screen.
No! No! He, Mr. Stevens, is going to be the next heavyweight champion.
That's wild, all right. But it's not as wild as some of the things you've been dreaming up about them. Maybe you're getting better.
All right, Mr. Know-it-all. Look, it's right here in the paper.
Stevens, wait a minute. May I have your autograph?
Mr. Kravitz, you're kidding.
You're a celebrity, Mr. Stevens. Sign right here where it says next heavyweight champ. Me living next door to the man who knocked out Jolting Joe Kovac. Can you imagine that?
No.
I'm sure glad I got your autograph this morning. While you can still write your name.
What does that mean?
You didn't see Kovac's fight with No Nose Novotny?
No. Excuse me, Mr. Kravitz. I have to get to the office.
Oh, sure. Of course, they didn't start calling Novotny No Nose until after the fight.
Good morning, Mr. Stevens. Are you okay?
Well, sure, shouldn't I be?
After the Thompson-Kovac rematch, Thompson had both shoulders in a cast for 3 months, and he was lucky.
Lucky?
Yeah, it was a glancing blow. The next time you run into Kovac,
yeah,
be in your car.
Not right now, Barbara. And I don't want to be disturbed.
Okay, but you'll get the chair for this.
Easy, Mac. Stupid here just come to apologize.
Yeah.
Apologize? Well, he certainly should apologize. Knowing my wife and assaulting me and going...
Look, I had a couple of shots. Well, I ain't used to it. Like most of the time, I'm in training. See what I mean?
Now, about that assault bit, sport, we got some witnesses and a picture. Now, this picture shows my tiger out cold and you standing over him.
I still say I never saw the punch he hit me with.
Yeah, the whole thing was magic. Like he did it with mirrors.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Now, let's get down to business, right? Now, I figure you and Joe meet at Dundee's bar again. And he apologizes to you in public.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Shut up.
Now, the sooner the better is what I say. So we'll make it at lunchtime today. Now, I'll fix it so there'll be plenty of reporters and camera guys around. You dig?
No.
Don't you know what that lucky punch of yours last night cost us? $1 million. Maybe 2 million. You knocked this right out of a title fight.
I did? Why?
Because who's going to pay to see us? I mean, me. Fight Tommy Carter, the champ, after I've been KO'd by a square named Darren. I got a good mind.
Shut up. So at Dundee's place, Joe is going to apologize, like the clean-cut fella he is. Only you ain't going to accept his apology.
Sure I will. I'm a good sport. Ask anybody.
You're a lousy sport. You're going to refuse to shake hands with him.
One thing is going to lead to another. You're going to throw a couple of punches at him, and Joe is going to lay out. Joe is going to pull his punch, Natch.
Natch.
He's just going to graze you, and you go down, and you stay down.
Are you suggesting that I take a dive? I won't do it. It's un-American.
So if Joe busts your jaw for real, you're a patriot?
Can I kind of lean on him a little right now?
Not now. Later, maybe. Darren, I don't think you're in no position to dick it.
May I think about it?
Why not? Take your time. Take about 10 seconds.
Come up here in the nursery, Mrs. Kravitz.
Okay. Hello there, Mrs. Stevens.
Hi.
What are you doing?
It's a pony for Tabitha.
Isn't she a little too young to ride?
Abner said that if he were Mr. Stevens, he'd be hiding out.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you what Abner said. He says Kovacs is going to catch up with him and give it to him good.
Hello. This is Mrs. Stevens. Is my husband there? Oh? Did anything unusual happen? Did you say Dundee's? No message, thank you.
They're meeting for lunch. It's an ambush! You've got to warn him! I'll tell you, I'll babysit and you go. Go!
All right. Tabitha's been fed and I'm sure you'll have no problem.
Oh, problems. It'll be a pleasure. Oh, Mrs. Stevens, aren't you going to change before you go out?
Oh, of course. What could I have been thinking of?
Hey, ain't you, what's his name? The guy that creamed Joe Kovac?
You're confusing me with someone else. Excuse me.
You're him. You're the guy, all right. Hey, you don't look so tough to me. Put him up. Come on. Put him up. Come on. Hey, come on. Wait. You, I know I can lick.
And I don't want no mistakes. Okay, all right.
Al, I owe you an apology.
Oh, yeah?
No hard feelings?
Get lost.
Give me a double martini.
Look, friend, I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Beat it before I flatten you again.
Now, friend.
Don't call me friend, you louse.
All right, put him on.
Samantha! Samantha! Samantha!
Sam, you're supposed to be my wife, not my bodyguard.
Darren, how was I supposed to know the whole thing was a fake? What was I supposed to do?
Let him hit me.
Oh, you mean just stand around and look happy while he puts you in the hospital?
Yes!
Well, I don't mean that.
He wasn't really going to hit me.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry. I really did mess things up, didn't I?
I'll figure some way out of this. But you've got to promise me one thing.
Anything you say.
Don't do it again. I mean, if you see me squaring off with a locomotive, don't twitch. Go read a book or something, understand?
Yes, sir.
In the future, let me fight my own battles.
Okay. Okay, I promise.
Okay.
Help you what?
Help me put this box over there on the sofa. You got it?
Yeah. What do you got in here? Some of your icebox cookies?
I'll tell you in a minute. Abner, he did it again.
Who did what?
Mr. Stevens. I just heard it on the car radio. That boxer got snippy again, so Mr. Stevens hit him.
Where?
In the bar. It took 3 seconds to knock him out cold.
Ah, oh, the fight game isn't what it used to be.
Abner, what would you do if someone made a pass at me in a bar?
I'd faint.
No, I'm serious. Now, supposing a man tried to kiss me, what would you do?
Put a dime in his tin cup, pat his seeing eye dog, and go home. Now, what's in the box?
Something for that stomach of yours.
They have a sale of bicarbonate?
You're out of shape, Abner.
I was born that way.
Well, anyway, I decided that the one thing you needed in your life was a dumbbell.
So you married me.
Very funny. Put that flute down. Doesn't it bother you that every time I go out, I am fair game for any playboy that has a roving eye?
Gladys, if Richard Burton can live with it, so can I.
That's not a good enough answer. It's my responsibility to keep you healthy and fit.
I don't want to be healthy and fit.
I paid good money for this dumbbell, and you're going to be healthy and fit if it kills you.
Hi there.
Would you mind explaining this?
That's the morning newspaper.
I know it's the morning newspaper. What I want explained is... You mean there's more?
Possibly in the afternoon newspaper.
Possibly.
Probably. I went to lunch at Dundee's today and I met Kovac again.
And he dumped you right on the seat of your pants. In front of a whole room full of people.
Not exactly.
Oh. You mean there weren't a lot of people around?
The bar was jammed. There were reporters and photographers. They took a lot of pictures.
Of what?
Of me dumping Kovac on the seat of his pants. You don't believe me?
Frankly, no. Darren? Remember when we used to skip lunch and work out together in the gym on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, you were on a health kick, you developed a pot belly, and...
Never mind about my pot belly. The point is, we used to put on the gloves and spar with each other every now and then, remember?
Sure I remember, Larry. We used to kid around a lot in those days.
Well, I had the impression then that I could take you anytime I wanted to. If we ever tried to mix seriously.
Oh, sure you could, Larry. Well, there's a clause in my contract where it says I am not allowed to beat up on my boss on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Fact is, I still think I can take you.
Talk about a case of arrested development.
Where are you going, chicken?
To a saloon. You meet a much more intelligent class of people in bars than you do in advertising agencies. Pot belly. Thanks, Harry.
We meet again. Darren Stevens, right?
No, I just look like him. Actually, I'm Elroy Aspinwall, the well-known professional flycaster.
Look, you can't keep running forever. Why don't you and me just step outside and we'll see how tough you really are?
Okay. Why don't you go out the back way and wait in the alley? I'll be along as soon as I finish my drink. Oh, I beg your pardon.
That's okay. Hey, aren't you the guy that KO'd Kovac?
Look, I just came in for a nice, quiet drink, so...
I've been wanting to meet you. You really creamed him, huh?
That thing with Kovac was an accident.
An accident? Twice?
Yes, twice, now, if you don't mind.
Not so fast. You know, I don't get it. You don't look as if you could knock out my grandmother.
Well, let's just say I was lucky. And forget it.
I guess those stories about Kovac having a glass jaw are true, huh?
Yeah, that's right. A glass jaw. Now, do you mind if I sit down and finish my drink?
Sure. Right after I've tried a little experiment.
Experiment?
Experiment. I'm the prettiest, and I've got an iron jaw, so bust me one.
What?
I mean it. Give me your Sunday punch. I'll bet you can't even make me blink. Well, go on. Give it your best, put it to the test, and I'll put you to rest.
Now, look.
You laid him right out.
It was an accident.
You know who that is?
No, and frankly, I don't care as long as he's not another contender.
That's no contender. That's Tommy Carter, the champ.
Sam? Sam, where are you? Sam, where are you?
Who are you calling for?
Changed herself into someone else, so...
You! You're Sam!
That's right.
Sam, what did you do with Harry?
Harry? Harry went home.
Sam, I've just about had it. Now, I'm warning you. When we were married, didn't you promise to love, honor, and obey? Do you want to be my wife or don't you?
Anything you say, mister. Only wouldn't you be just as happy if instead we got to be very good friends?
Here we go again. I'm making the front page more often than the astronauts.
There you are, darling. I swear to you, I came straight home after I left your office, and I haven't been out of the house since.
And you kept your promise.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known you would.
Well, you've got to promise me that you'll stop getting in fights with world champions.
Honey, I didn't fight him. I fell on him. My feet got all tangled up.
A likely story, Tiger.
I will promise you one thing.
Hmm.
That was my last bout.
Then you're going to retire undefeated as champion?
Depend on it.
I'll drink to that.
I should have known it'd be you.
Darren, I didn't come here to exchange insults.
You just want me to knock a chip off your shoulder.
Hi, Sam. He's all over the papers again. Tommy Carter came up the office looking for you, champ.
Oh, no.
It's all right. I straightened out everything.
You did?
You did.
Larry, you're a good man.
Fact is, he's now working for us.
For the agency?
Well, not exactly. But he's agreed to appear at the Advertising Club's annual charity ball. How about that, huh?
Larry, I've said it once and I'll say it again. You are the greatest salesman in the world. What's he going to do? Say a few words?
Oh, better than that. He's going to box four rounds with an opponent of his choice.
With an opponent of his choice?
Larry, you didn't.
It was the only way I could get him, Sam.
Oh, great.
Don't worry, darling. Everything's going to be all right.
It will?
Sure. I'll be in your corner. Together, we'll be unbeatable.